Sprint cars. Super late models. Thunder cars. Modifies. World of Outlaws. ARCA. NASCAR Sprint Cup. NASCAR Nationwide. NASCAR Camping World Trucks. The NASCAR Canadian Tire Series. It's all here. And it's all racing. Welcome to Race Time Radio. Presented by Shell Rotella. Heavy duty diesel engine oil. Covering dirt to asphalt. On races, fame, short tracks. All the way to the high-banked oval. This is Race Time Radio.
Come on now, dig.
And now, here's your host, live from the Race Time Radio studio, it's Smokin' Joe Chisholm.
Excellent, buddy, excellent.
If you've got the need for speed, we got something that's going to cure that problem. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Race Time Radio. I am Joe Chisholm, live from Daytona International Speedway. Man, what a weekend of racing so far. Speed Weeks 2012 has kicked off officially. The ARCA Slickness 200 went green on Saturday afternoon at 4:30. 43 cars, a wild field. We'll hear from drivers that are making their first start at Daytona. We'll hear from some of the veterans. We're going to also hear from the top five, including the winner, Bobby Gerhart. What a Cinderella story this year. You'll see what I mean in just a few moments. The Budweiser shootout also happened under the lights at Daytona International Speedway. I guess it's safe to say the pack is back. Did you catch the race? Jeff Gordon goes on his lid. Lots of carnage at the end of this one. It's safe to say the two-car tangle? Probably not a good idea anymore. We'll hear from some of the NASCAR Sprint Cup drivers, their thoughts heading into the Budweiser shootout. We'll even hear from some of the superstars and what they're thinking about the Daytona 500 that will come up next weekend. On the short track side, New Smyrna Speedway finally got a night in. Night number one was rained out, but the competitors did go green on Saturday night. We'll have some of the results for you here tonight. NASCAR will make its return to Rockingham this spring. I catch up with track owner Andy Hillenberg, and Race Day's John Roberts has a brand new book out. We'll hear from John on the program tonight. It may be winter in Canada, but it's like the middle of summer down here in Florida for racing. So crank the heat up. Grab something cold to drink. We'll talk some racing next here on Racetime Radio. Pull those belts tight, and we'll drop the hammer in a couple moments. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Lonnie Summerville in the number 23 AE McKay Builder Super Late Model Race Car, and you're listening to Racetime Radio.
The sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow, and so am I. Workday passes like molasses in wintertime.
Every day, truckers experience unpredictable road conditions. Luckily, you can help control the effects these conditions have on your engine with Shell Rotella T-Triple Protection Engine Oil, and we've taken to the road to prove it. After 50 million miles of on- and off-road testing, there weren't many conditions Shell Rotella T-Triple Protection wasn't tested under. Yet, the energized protection technology demonstrated up to 22% less engine wear, helping keep moving metal engine surfaces apart for longer life. The triple action helps control wear, deposits, and emissions. So while the road may always be unpredictable, you can still have control over your engine's protection and peace of mind while driving. And if you prefer even more protection, you can upgrade to Shell Rotella T5 Synthetic Blend Technology or Shell Rotella T6 Full Synthetic Engine Oils. Learn more at Rotella.com or your Shell distributor or retailer. 22% reduction in engine wear compared to ironwear and Shell Remula Super SAE 15W40.
SiriusXM NASCAR Radio has you covered for Speed Weeks in Daytona and the start of the 2012 season.
NASCAR Media Day.
The Budweiser Shootout.
Cup Series Qualifying.
Gatorade Duel at Daytona.
NASCAR Nationwide Series Racing.
NASCAR Camping World Truck Series Racing.
And the granddaddy of them all, the Daytona 500. Sunday, February 26th at noon Eastern.
Delivering NASCAR to your radio.
At over 200 miles an hour. SiriusXM NASCAR Radio. Channel 90.
For an hour, let's pack the puck.
And we'll use that bat to open up the fenders.
It's Racetime Radio.
And it's presented by Shell Rotella.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is brought to you by PRN Motorsports Magazine, on newsstands now, and by Spira Fire Protection, protecting lives and property since 1972.
Taking you all the way to the track and back. It's Racetime Radio.
Well, welcome back, everyone, to Racetime Radio. We're coming to you live tonight at Speed Weeks 2012 here at Daytona International Speedway. And I just want to do some reminders right off the top of the show. We are going to be broadcasting quite a bit from down here at Daytona. We did a show on Saturday from 10 a.m. until noon. And I just wanted to remind you that if you missed that program, we had a lot of great guests on there, including Ty Dillon, Frank Kimmel. We even heard from Miss Sprint Cup with a whole host of other guests. You want to have a listen to that program? You can do so right at racetimeradio.com. Click on the February 18th show. It's a two-hour show in length, and I'm sure you'll enjoy the program. We're going to do quite a bit of broadcasting from Daytona. Our next show will come up on Thursday from 10 a.m. until noon. Then again on Friday from 3 p.m. until 5 p.m., we'll hear lots from Camping World truck drivers and get you ready for the big race. And then we're live, of course, on Saturday from 10 a.m. until noon, just before the drive for COPD 300, the NASCAR Nationwide Series race. We'll get you totally ready to go for that, plus the Daytona 500. So lots to look forward to yet in Speed Weeks. Now, you can listen to any of our broadcast. You can listen live at racetimeradio.com and click the Listen Live button. You can do that with your iPad, iPhone, Android, pretty well any way you choose to listen. And if you have a Sirius satellite radio, you can tune in to Saturday's show. Just go to Sirius 157 Sports Express. Now, Sue is also working hard keeping everyone up to date with photos and information on Facebook. We're Twittering lots out as well, and you can follow us along at Racetime Radio or on Facebook and just search Racetime Radio. Also got to thank Grant Slater. He's back in the Racetime Radio studio. He's back there producing each and every one of these shows and making sure that it gets routed through the right piece of equipment. And I know he's got us hooked up right now. So to kick things off tonight, let's have a look at that Lucas Oil Slick Mist 200 that took place Saturday at Daytona International Speedway. You might be asking, what is ARCA? ARCA stands for the Automobile Racing Club of America. It's their 60th anniversary this year. They celebrate the start of the season every year with a Super Speedway race at Daytona. The ARCA series travels to Super Speedways, intermediate tracks. They even have dirt tracks on their schedule. They do tour coast to coast in the U.S. We may even see them in Canada one of these days soon. The tradition continued this past Saturday, and the Lucas Oil Slick Mist 200 had a full field of cars. 43 cars took the green flag. I caught up with some drivers just before they went green. The first one we're going to hear from is the number 30 of Terry Jones. Terry's from Emmitsburg, Ontario. He was making his 36th ARCA start. Looks like you are in this field.
Yeah, we found out where we lost our time. We had a right rear flat when we pulled off pit road, so it was a little bit hairy qualifying, but luckily our time was good enough, got us in the field.
Terry, that's going to be a great race. Good to see you're going to be in it. What's the strategy, my man?
Well, I still like to go with my theory of dropping to the back and riding for the first bit and let some of the events play out, you know, make a move towards the end of the race. We got a good enough car that we can make a move when we want, so it worked for me a couple years ago, and I got up to fourth with two to go, and I had another right rear flat, so yeah. I don't know what it is with these right rears, but...
That's enough of the flat tires. Yeah. They're all going to stay up. The fenders are going to stay on it. You're going to go to the front. I think it's Terry Jones' time.
Yeah, I think we're going to do it.
We'll get to the results in just a few minutes. But the next driver that I got a chance to speak with before he buckled in is from Louisiana. His name is Mikey Kyle. Mikey used to drive for Venturini Motorsports when he first started in ARCA. When he won his first race... In true Italian tradition, team owner Billy Venturini went over and gave Mikey a big kiss. I wondered what he'd do if he won this one. You win this one tonight, you're not going to have to kiss the Italian, are you?
Nah, not this year. There's no telling how to do it, Andy Belmont. So just let's take care of business to get the race done and get in victory lane first. Don't worry about that. Hell, I'll kiss the Italian, whatever it takes.
Good to see you back here in the ARCA Series. Daytona is always an exciting race. You've got experience at Super Speedways. What are you thinking for tonight's race?
Be patient at first, you know, let all the mess, because it is the ORCA race here, so let all the mess happen and hopefully get out of it and be there at the end and try to get with friends and everything and try to make something happen. So just take it easy and be patient.
High or low, where does your car like it on this racetrack?
I'd say this is probably one of the best driving cars I've had since I've been at Daytona. So it likes it anywhere on the racetrack. Just whichever line's moving, I'm going to try to be in it or hopefully be in it and just take it from there. But this car is a really good race car and drives really well, so I'm just looking forward to the race.
As you heard there, Mikey wasn't driving for Venturini this year. He was driving for Andy Belmont, so it was going to be interesting to see what would happen if he did win. But speaking of Billy Venturini, in the ARCA series, the name Venturini goes way back. They're a super team in ARCA. They had five competitors in the field. I caught up with team owner Billy Venturini just before the race. Here he is.
Yeah, we're all set. We better be now. I'm going to drop the green in about 30 minutes. So I think we're really well prepared. We got five cars in the race. They all seem really solid. You know, we had a couple that have to start in the back. Hopefully we can get up through there with no trouble. Got another one starting on the front row. So, I mean, we kind of got we kind of peppered throughout the whole lineup, but I expect very good things. I always do here. Hopefully we can finally get that win. We've won about everything there is in this series except here. So hopefully it will be today.
Billy, you and your dad, your whole team, you guys have spawned a lot of great careers. You've started a lot of drivers. Man, I can remember back to when you were in that 25 car. You guys have really done a great job. Looks like the crew of drivers you have this year, you've got some great contenders in this field.
Oh, I sure do. I mean, I got Ryan Reed and Brendan Poole, Nelson Canacci. I got Mark Thompson, who's a veteran. Pauly Hiraco is only with us for one race, but Brendan and Ryan both been really working hard, and so is Nelson. And I really care about these kids. I mean, me and Brendan have spent a lot of time together. I love him like he's a little brother. So hopefully today will be our day.
Good luck, Billy. This is going to be dynamite.
Thanks.
Another familiar face that we seen on pit road just before the guys got buckled in was a well-known figure around Ontario racing, motorsports photographer Dave Franks. I had a couple words with Dave. Here he is.
What's this year? I don't know, 30 years on this shirt? It's got to be 34 years.
Yeah, oh, definitely, Joe. Hey, it's good to see you and Sue here, and you're getting a lot of interviews, and kind of sad we got rained out last night over at Smyrna, but it's all good, and we're going to have a good ARCA race today. I'm looking forward to it.
Dave, we've seen a lot of these races, you and I. I don't think I've ever seen this many rookies in the field, though. How about you?
No, you're right, and look at the fans. Like, the place is just, this is loaded. This is great. It's going to be a barn burner. I'm interested and, you know, anxious to see this.
That shootout's going to be a blast.
Oh, no kidding. I'm looking forward to that. And in this particular race, the 00 car is carrying the colors for the Canadian Heroes. They had a problem with their car, and it's just working out real good. So, and that shootout, I'm not picking a winner there, Joe.
Look at that. Speed Week's going to start now, fans. We got Dave Franks on pit road at Daytona. He's going to be at New Smyrna. You might even see if we can get him dirty at Volusia County one night.
Yeah, well, if I fall out of the back of the pace truck, Joe, you get there, you be there and pick me up, so make sure I get home for the opening season.
Dave Franks, one busy guy. Oh, thank God for digital photography. That man would have transport truck loads of film from here to Ontario, guaranteed. But let's hear now from a driver that was making his very first start at Daytona International Speedway. Here's the 04 of Larry Barford. He sure looked ready.
Oh, I'm really set. The practice with the drafting and really getting a good feel for the car, knowing that the confidence level's there and that my team has done an excellent job preparing this car for me and made it that much faster to be able to keep up with the Frank Kimmel, you know, and be in that line. I have a lot of confidence. I think bring home a top 10 today.
Butterflies flying inside that suit yet?
Yes, but good nerves. Good nerves. Keeping me on my toes.
So who are you going to work with out there? I know you have some guys you're going to work with.
Well, I talked to a few guys. A few guys have the same agenda. You kind of get comfortable with it. You know, there are some other drivers. This is their first, you know, Super Speedway plate race. And just kind of get comfortable, get a feel for what's going to go on. And, you know, and okay, get comfortable. And then just start picking them off.
Sounds like you got the right formula in the mind. What's your background, Larry? Where'd you come from?
I'm actually born in Arbutus, Maryland. I currently live on the Eastern Shore with my wife and my two sons. I'm actually a retired police officer. I raced go-karts as a kid, dirt bikes, anything with wheels I wanted to make faster. The racing thing really didn't kick off. Had responsibilities, became a police officer, driving instructor, chasing bad guys, blew my knee out. They retired me. And I said, you know, I'm going to go back to racing and my roots, and I really love to do it, and this is my last shot. I'm not getting any younger. So I'm just so stoked that this is every racer's dream.
And you are at the pinnacle of every racer's dream right here.
That is totally correct. To do anything in any series at Daytona is the biggest.
Good luck in this race.
Thank you.
That's the kind of drivers you get in the ARCA series presented by Menards. It's a great tour. Now, we've heard from a rookie. Let's hear from a veteran that also had some big news to share. Here's Andy Hillenburg.
Doing great. It's great to be back at the racetrack.
Fantastic. Big day today here at the ARCA Slick Miss 200. You got three entries in the field. Man, you got to be a busy cat.
Absolutely. Got three of our students out there, Ed Pompa, Rick Clifton, Bill Coffey, just going out to get their first trip in at Daytona. And I expect them all to hopefully finish this race, get a lot of experience, and maybe someday we can come back and try to win this thing again.
How do you prepare those young drivers for what they're going to experience on a day like today?
Well, fortunately, having run the ARCA race myself, 10 times or so, I've got to experience, a lot of different stuff from the front to the middle to the back. And, you know, passing that experience on and knowing the look in their face, what they're concerned about, and then I can usually get to the point pretty quick.
You've grown a lot of good racers with your teams. I know you're a busy guy. How's The Rock looking for this year?
Oh, absolutely great. I mean, the return of NASCAR on the April 13th to 15th weekend, couldn't be any more excited about that. I wish that the race was next week. I wish I had another year to prepare, because it's kind of running a racetrack is a lot like a race team. You're not finished until you're completely out of time. And we're going to keep working and cleaning and getting everything ready. So that return to the Rock with NASCAR is going to be one of the biggest weekends of the year.
You know, I had a racetrack myself for 14 years. I know exactly what you're saying. If you give it 24 hours a day, it's going to take 24 hours a day.
Absolutely. And, I'd like to invite all the fans to check us out at RockinghamSpeedway.com and basically help us pass the word along, that NASCAR is coming back with a truck series. And, you know, like I say, I want this to be one of the biggest weekends race-wise all year long.
Now, tickets on sale already for that truck race?
Absolutely. They can go to the website to purchase them. It's nothing fancy, but they can get their tickets there at RockinghamSpeedway.com. And if you want to pick your own seat, give us a call at the racetrack, 910-205-8800.
True promoter. Now, hard to do, and I hate to do this to you, but which one of those three cars do you think's got the best shot today here?
Well, I like all of their stuff that we have. If any of our first goal is all three of our cars to finish, and then we'll make that choice probably maybe 20 to go to see who's got the strongest hot rod tonight, and hopefully get up there and get that good finish.
Good luck. Have a successful, safe race, and I know we're going to see you at the Rock. I'm going to be at that truck race.
Good deal. We appreciate it, and special thanks to all the fans that have been sending in the kind words and buying their tickets and telling us they're going to be there on April 15th. I look forward to meeting each and every one of them.
With 57 cars showing up at Daytona to try and qualify for a 43-car start, it was difficult to get into this race. Now, looking back to qualifying day for those ARCA cars, the number 5 car of Bobby Gerhart went out and ran a blistering speed of 183 miles an hour. He was the fastest guy out of the 57. When his car went through tech, there was a problem with the engine, and his time was disallowed. Not only was his time disallowed, but they confiscated his motor. It put the 5 team in real hot water trying to scramble to get another engine and get it in that car. Bobby would have to rely on a provisional to make the field in this race. Now, he'd have to start 41st. And at Daytona, you don't want to start at the rear of the field. I know we hear guys say all the time they're going to go back and hang out in the back until near the end of the race. It's not the case with the ARCA series. You want to try and get track position as best you can. Now, we've got to slide out and take a quick break, but when we come back, you're going to hear the Cinderella story of the season. Bobby Gerhart won that race. We're going to hear from him next, right here on Racetime Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Pete Bechtel from Merrittville Speedway, and you're listening to Racetime Radio.
One more.
truckers, you're expected to go the distance every day, and you should expect the same from your engine oil. That's why Shell is now offering the Shell Rotella Lubrication Limited Warranty for heavy-duty diesel engines, covering up to 10 years, 500,000 miles. This is protection that goes the distance, just what you expect from Shell Rotella. Get your warranty free with purchase of an eligible Shell Rotella engine oil. Visit Rotella.com to see if you qualify and for complete details. Some conditions apply.
Coming to SiriusXM 157.
Sports Express.
Driver, start your engine.
It's Race Time Radio.
Saturday, February 18th.
And Saturday, February 25th.
From 10 till noon.
Live.
From the World Center of Speed.
Daytona. Race Time Radio.
Presented by Shell Rotella.
With Smokin' Joe Chisholm keeping you up to date.
Live in Daytona.
On SiriusXM 157.
Sports Express.
Since 1989, PRN Motorsport Magazine has been Canada's leading motorsport and performance source. And this year will be even better. PRN with expanded automotive performance coverage. Pick up the spring issue of PRN on newsstands in March. Explore the garages of Mosport International Raceway, a racing school guide, plus an automotive parts guide. Can't wait till March? Visit prnmag.com/racetime. And receive a free, no-obligation digital edition of PRN's 2012 Performance Buyer's Guide. From the track to the street, PRN delivers on newsstands, in your mailbox, and online at prnmeg.com.
The NASCAR season begins February 26th with the 54th running of the Great American Race, the Daytona 500. Tune in to SiriusXM NASCAR Radio starting at 7 a.m. Eastern for over 15 hours of live trackside coverage, including 10 driver-to-crew channels and exclusive victory lane interviews with the winning team just moments after the checkered flag waves. It's the Daytona 500, February 26th, on your home for NASCAR. SiriusXM NASCAR Radio, Channel 90.
Now six car single file line, three cars back, then 2x2 all the way back.
Spinning the world of motorsports
to bring you the most comprehensive coverage around.
This is Race Time Radio
with your host, Joe Chisholm.
If you're just tuning in to Race Time Radio, welcome. We're looking back at the ARCA SlickMist 200 that took place at Daytona International Speedway over the weekend. We'll hear from the guy that won that race. The weekend didn't start out so good for Bobby Gerhart. Well, I guess it did, kinda. He set the fast time, but unfortunately, his time was disallowed, his engine was confiscated, and the team was put in a hole. Now, Bobby Gerhart has won Daytona 7 times in his career. He knows how to get to victory lane. And on Saturday, the team persevered. They put their nose to the grindstone. And, well, Bobby, he drove his rear end off in this race. I caught up with him just shortly after he got out of the car. Here's the winner.
Okay, we're just going to call you Make It Eight Bobby from now on. Bobby Gerhart, congratulations. What a Cinderella story this year at Daytona.
Well, we had to certainly work for that. You know, getting behind from the events of yesterday and just keeping everybody's head on straight was a tough job. You know, of course, after happy hour this morning, I knew we had a really good car. We just had to take a couple gambles and put ourselves, lay all the cards in the table and take it all. And if it comes up, you're at your 20th, you're 20th. But we certainly made a lot of it happen. And then it just got to a point where I wasn't going to give up nothing in that race. I didn't care if it was a spot.
Yeah.
And as it came and guys tried it, and I just inched my way up into the top 10. Next thing you know, I'm counting and we're 7th and 6th. And I saw one run out of fuel and... But by that time, my earplugs were out, so I wasn't really hearing much of anything. But I knew we were in good shape. I knew the mileage we were getting, and I could glance over and see how many laps that we run on the green. That was a long run, 50 laps maybe, so, you know.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen one that long in a race here at Daytona.
Yeah, I think that might have been the longest one I've ever been. I'm wearing an old guy's ass out, I could tell you.
Billy and the guys did a tremendous job. How did you keep them guys calm, focused? And really, I guess it's the veteran in you and the team coming out.
Well, certainly. Listen, it when you surround yourself by a group of anybody, they're going to react. They're going to react to the leader. There's no question. And listen, it was devastating for me. A very emotional day yesterday. It's very special to come here and win a pole. because it, you know, it really exemplifies an effort. And you know, it puts an exclamation point on a tremendous amount of work for a lot of people. And a lot of people take a lot of credit, a lot of pride in that. And I was really, really happy to see that happen. And you know, to have it come apart the way it did. And, you know, no discredit to ARCA. I think there's some other things that we need to look at there on how that whole thing happened. These engines are prone to do that a little bit. I can't put an exclamation point on the answer that I got. I understand that they got to do what they got to do. But these engines get a real hard workout.
Yeah.
And we're running on unleaded fuel. And if they lose a valve seal, and they lost a valve seal. I mean, we're not running a lot of tremendous amount of spring pressure. How else are you going to make a little 380 horsepower motor run? You know,
exactly.
So, but anyway, here we are, and I'm just glad to be here.
You got the trophy. Lucas Oil has been well represented again. Speed Weeks is truly now kicked off. 8-time. Look at that, Bobby.
I just can't believe it happened. I will wake up 6 months from now and not believe that corner happened. But, you know, looking back on it, we talk about it all the time, and it almost came second nature to just not sit there and ride.
Yeah.
Especially when I was protecting nothing, given the fact there was nobody on the outside. I had a great push from the kid behind me. And we just set her up there and picked my way through it, and that was that.
Frank Kimmel may have 9 championships, but, man, I bet he'd trade all of them for one of those Daytona wins that you got.
Maybe we could talk and trade one.
Congratulations, Bobby Gerhard. I can't believe it. Incredible.
Thank you.
Trust me, race fans, we'll be hearing about that victory at Daytona for one long time. It was truly amazing to see what those guys went through. Now, just before we get to second place in the race, we got to mention here that Brandon McReynolds, driver of the number 4 for Turner Motorsports, was only feet from the finish line, and he ran out of gas. Fuel was on the mind of all these guys. But second place driver, the number 28 of Drew Carlson, had enough fuel. Here he is.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty wild. That coming out of turn 4, Bobby Spotter came on and said, just push. Do whatever you do, go with us. We'll take you. And we did. I came off of 4. I gave him a shove, and I saw him shoot forward, and I just hoped I could stay with him enough to, you know, get second, which we did, and that's awesome. I can't thank everybody enough that helped us. Aluminum Trailers, AgriGold Seed Company, and High Camp Crop Insurance, man, this is just awesome. A small-town kid coming down to Daytona finishing second. It's a dream.
There's absolutely no way you can simulate what you just went through.
Oh, it is just awesome. I felt like I just won a race.
Congratulations. You got big plans going forward?
Well, we have enough sponsorship now to run Talladega in Iowa. We'll just see how everything plans out.
Great race. Congratulations. Now, coming home third in this race is a familiar name, Will Kimmel. His uncle is the number 44 of Frank Kimmel, 9-time champion of the ARCA presented by Menard Series. Will's just getting into this. He come home third. Here he is.
We were in a third there, then I guess the 4 and the 32 ran out right in front of me, and I got into the 32 and it just slowed me down, you know. Man, what a race. We weren't expecting that at all. I feel like we stole one there, so that's just great. Really happy for everybody on my team. Man, I'm ready to go now.
What a way to finish a race. Man, that was hairy at the end of this one.
Yeah, it was getting exciting. I knew they were close on fuel, and they all tell me, watch them. We were all lined up on the bottom. I don't know if they run out, but when they stopped, you know, I hit them, and it shoved me back, and everybody else go around. So that's all we could do. We'll take it. Really happy for Ford. Really happy for the ESD group. They come on, Clarksville, Schwinn, Crosley. Man, oh, my guys, I'm sure they're happy as can be right now. I know I am.
Will, dynamite Daytona. Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
In fourth spot was the number 94 of Steve Blackburn. He was one happy guy. Here he is. Just about did it.
Yeah, we tried to there up there in 4. Lord, we're saving gas and saving. And up there in 4, I had to get on the brakes. There's somebody on the outside of me and just kill my drive. But I think we come home 4th. I mean, that's the best finish here. And about 4th place at Daytona, that's pretty cool.
No kidding. Long green flag runs. What was that like inside the car?
Yeah, I just trying to save fuel, shoot. A lot of the laps, Lord, a bunch of them, I was just running half throttle trying to save fuel, and everything was going good, and it's just out there just putting the laps in.
Take us through those last few corners that the seas must have opened up.
Oh, yeah, up there, like I say, I had to get on the brakes there in 4, kill my drive, and I afraid to get out of line. Didn't know if I had any help behind me. I was wanting to so bad, but didn't know if I did have any help, and if they go with me and get hung out to dry, and, you know, you got to have some help. And we got fourth, and that's pretty cool.
You got a Harley-Davidson on the hood. They had a great ride here today.
Oh, yeah, Harley-Davidson to Pikeville and Prestonsburg, Pop Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Honda Prestonsburg. I want to thank the Fab Shop and ECR Engines. That big old pump is under this hood. That's pretty awesome.
Where do you go from here?
Oh, I'd love to, but I just need some money to be able to go, but we will be at Talladega.
Congratulations, buddy. Great run.
Okay, thank you so much.
Steve's definitely one of those true Southern boys, isn't he? Now, coming home fifth was a guy that's normally used to flying around at over 200 miles an hour. He's a pilot by trade, but on Saturday night, he piloted the number 66 into fifth spot. Here's Mark Thompson. Quite a wild Daytona.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, actually, from my vantage point, it looked like a lot of clean driving, truthfully. I mean, we were three wide, you know, half the race, and the cars, top 20 cars, were pretty even.
You know, that long green flag run, how was it inside that machine?
I'd rather have a long green flag run. I mean, cautions don't do any good for anybody. You know, we sort of thought a lot of people were going to maybe run out with the green-white, you know, checker. And then the car right ahead of me did run out, which put me way, way, way back on the green-white checker because he ran out right in front of me. And so by the time I had a lap and a half into the green-white checker before I even caught up with him.
So where do you go from here now? Daytona's in the books. What's in the cards for you?
Talladega. See you in May.
You won't see Mark on the short tracks. He really likes the fast speeds. Watch for him at Talladega. You can guarantee that Phoenix car is going to be going quick. Now, the next driver we're going to hear from did have a great finish. Unfortunately, got busted for going below the yellow line. He's a new driver to the series. He's all the way from Venezuela. Here's Nelson. I'm not even going to attempt his last name.
Yeah, amazing. Coming from road courses, you just walk here. I just came over here for the 24 hours on the road courses. And this is so excited. This is my first race on a super speedway. And I'm so happy. We have a call from Tower that we passed on the yellow line. But I was pushed by the car next to me. I was in the yellow flag. I was trying to save gas as much as I can. I was coasting. And I it was my call. I told the groupie. I told them, do not pit. I will take the risk, and we did good. Venturini, Billy, the crew chief, everybody. It's a good job. I'm proud to be here coming from Venezuela. Thanks to my support, my sponsor in Venezuela. I'm so happy. It was a great job from the team. It was good for me. First time here, I'm just so happy what I did.
A true international race here at Daytona. I bet you're going to be back.
Yeah, sure I will. And I'll keep going the whole season with Venturini. It's an awesome team, and I'm so happy.
Talladega comes up. That's going to be a great race for you as well.
We'll be. Mobile, then Talladega. We're going to be in the top. We're going to be there.
Nelson does drive for Billy Venturini Motorsports. Going to do the full season this year in ARCA. Like you heard him say, he's a road course guy. He did pretty good on that oval track. Let's see how he makes out throughout the course of the season. But that'll wrap up our coverage from the Lucas Oil Slick Mist 200 at Daytona. The full results are available at arcaracing.com. If you want to see where your driver finished up, have a look at the official results. We'll keep you posted on everything ARCA throughout the course of the season. Drivers that want to make racing a career, definitely go through that ARCA Racing series. We're up alongside another break here on Racetime Radio. We're going to take the opportunity, pay a couple of bills, and when we come back, we're going to hear from some of the Sprint Cup drivers and their thoughts heading in to the Great American Race, the Daytona 500. So stay with us. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
This is Jerry Paxton from Flamborough Speedway, and you're listening to Racetime Radio.
Hey, truckers, just because you're not in one of those tiny hybrids doesn't mean you can't enjoy potential energy savings, too. That's because Shell Rotella synthetic engine oils promote fuel economy performance without compromising durability. You hear that, small cars? Shell Rotella T6 full synthetic engine oil offers fuel economy savings up to 1.5%. That's an annual savings up to $750 per truck at $3 a gallon covering 100,000 miles. That's on top of extended drain capabilities, improved temperature flow, and excellent high and low temperature protection. Shell Rotella T6 full synthetic also features energized protection with additives that help your engine adapt to any driving condition. So move over, all you little hybrids. You're not the only ones that can enjoy better fuel economy. Learn more about Shell Rotella synthetic engine oils at Rotella.com or your local Shell distributor or retailer. Fuel economy savings based on 2009 field testing in medium-duty trucks. Highway cycles compared to Shell Rotella T-Triple Protection 15W40.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is powered by VP Racing Fuels, the world leader in racing fuel technology, and by K&K Insurance Canada, insuring the world's fun.
SiriusXM NASCAR Radio has you covered for Speed Weeks in Daytona and the start of the 2012 season.
NASCAR Media Day.
The Budweiser Shootout.
Cup Series Qualifying.
Gatorade Duel at Daytona.
NASCAR Nationwide Series Racing.
NASCAR Camping World Truck Series Racing.
And the granddaddy of them all, the Daytona 500. Sunday, February 26th at noon Eastern.
Delivering NASCAR to your radio
at over 200 miles an hour. SiriusXM NASCAR Radio. Channel 90.
Watch your speed.
Getting you up to speed on all things motorsports.
It's Racetime Radio.
And I want the rest of you cowboys to know something.
With your host,
there's a new sheriff in town,
Joe Chisholm.
Y'all be cool. Got up.
And we're back here on Racetime Radio. Thanks again for tuning in tonight. I don't know whether you caught this story on any of the coverage that you've been watching about Speed Weeks and leading up to the Budweiser Shootout and Daytona, but just the other day I had a chance to sit down and talk with A.J. Allmendinger. It was a busy offseason for A.J. He did something pretty unique as well. His sister was getting married, and she, of course, wanted A.J. in the wedding. Just maybe not the way A.J. was thinking about getting into the wedding.
Yeah, that was it was pretty interesting the way it all went down. It's only child, but it's what I call closest to my sister. And last year she's like, I'm gonna get married, and the first thing was she made sure her wedding was on my off weekend. She made it in December, so she knew I could be there. And then she was like, we want you in the wedding, so we just want you to perform it. I'm like, excuse me, what? So she did it all online, got me registered, and it was a fun time, but I've never been so nervous in my life. I was sweating, my palms were, I panicking before the wedding started. During the ceremony, I locked my knees down. I almost passed out. And I'm like, there's no reason that the person performing the wedding should be a lot more nervous than the people actually getting married. So I told her she was the one and only that I'll do it for, because I couldn't enjoy it until after I was done. But and then during that time, I decided to switch teams. It all happened at the same time. So it was a crazy couple of days. This racing thing doesn't work out. I do have I can go to Vegas now and dress up as Elvis and marry people, I guess. So I do have that going for me.
You're ready to perform for the Daytona 500. The roller coaster we all know as Speed Week starts now. You got to be on time. I see the brand new Rolex
on
the wrist.
You know, it's I know what time it is now. It's time to win a Daytona 500. But I joked, the Shell Pennzoil people, when I won, they all called me and were happy and congratulating me. And they made a point, though, that they wanted me to win in their car. That didn't count. That I was one. I said, hey, look at it this way. At least I know where Victory Lane is now when I have to go there. So, Speed Weeks is, obviously, there's so many things that happen that are out of your control. Perfect world, we go there and win the race. But I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be good. The team's worked hard. The cars look really nice. I'm really impressed with how clean the cars are, the detail on them. To be back with Dodge, obviously they've got some history winning some races here, so anything can happen here, but I'm excited to be here.
What's the chemistry like between you and Brad Kay? I imagine it would be pretty good. You're both kind of relaxed sort of guys.
Yeah, it's been really good. He's fun to be around. Obviously, you see his personality come out. I wanted to make sure before I signed here that I called him and said, what do you want as a teammate? You got the keys to the ship right now. What do you want? And I think so far, hopefully he feels the same. It's been just working with each other. Our goals are the same thing. We want to take this organization up front and be consistently up front every weekend. And of course we want to beat each other, but it doesn't help if we're beating each other when we're 19th and 20th. I want to be beating him for the win. And the only way we can do that is work well together and make these two cars as fast as they can be. So He's a fun guy to be around, and we're going to have definitely a good time.
It was the 22 Pennzoil Dodge that went to Victory Lane in the Budweiser Shootout
really?
Last year.
They haven't, yeah. Shell Pennzoil hasn't let me know that they've won it the last 3 years. They've only reminded me a good 200-300 times just to make sure I knew.
No pressure.
So, no pressure at all. So, there's definite pressure. But at the same point, the pressure, it all comes from within me. I mean, you know, I know what their expectations are, but their expectations are no different and probably less than what I expect out of myself. And, you know, the reason I made this move was because I got to go to the next level. I got to make the next step. And, you know, I was 13th when the chase started last year. I was one place out. We finished in the top 15 in points. That's all great, but now it's time to go win races and make the chase. So the outside pressure doesn't mean anything because it all comes from what I want.
AJ's definitely having a rough start to Speed Weeks. He's down two cars, lost one in the very first Budweiser practice, and then, of course, in the Budweiser Shootout, he got tied up in another wreck. Watch for AJ, though, to be strong in the Gatorade Duel come Thursday, and, of course, the Great American Race, the Daytona 500. You know that 22 team knows how to win at Daytona. Now, at Media Day, I also got a chance to sit down and speak with Jeff Gordon. I asked him about the Canadian Motor Speedway project. Jeff is involved with the proposed Canadian Motor Speedway. Here's what we talked about. There's a big thing going on in Canada that I know you're involved with, the Canadian Motor Speedway. Had any updates on that? And what's your total involvement with that?
Well, it's a long process. Number one, any track, you know, development and project like that, it doesn't just happen overnight. Well, at least in my case, it hasn't. And so, you know, there's a lot of steps. My part is working with Paxton Waters, who's the architect behind it, and bringing my own, you know, expertise as a driver to the design aspect of it. And I feel like we've put together a really great package. And I think that if we can get this, you know, off the ground and get it going, and it takes so many different levels of investment and approval from, you know, the city and, you know, the country, and then, you know, even then you're not guaranteed a NASCAR race. So, you know, I think that it's quite an investment, but it's been a fun project, and I hope that we can get it built, because I think that right now not only our sport, but I think North America in general could use a racetrack like that. You know, 3/4 of a mile, 7/8 of a mile, D-shaped oval, kind of like a Richmond. You know, with that kind of racing capability, it's similar to Iowa, and I think Iowa is a great track, but with enough differences to make it, and Paxton did Iowa, but enough differences to really make it unique. And I think Canada, there's so many fans up there that love NASCAR that I think it would be very well accepted up there as well.
I guess we'll find out more in September as that OMB hearing finishes off. Can Canadian race fans, can Canadian fans expect to see you there one day if they do build it?
Well, I'll certainly be there if we build it, because I want to be involved with the whole process. Whether you're going to see me in a cup car racing there, that's a long way, you know, before we can figure out whether that's going to happen. But I hope so. That would be my dream.
Maybe a NASCAR Canada car.
You'll see me drive around there in something for sure. If we build the track and I'm a part of it, I'm going to make sure it's done right.
Jeff is also really excited about Daytona. You could hear it in his voice. I asked him what it was like when he came here for the first time.
Oh, my God. I mean, the very first time, you know, that I came here, and that was back with Bill Davis when I was driving a Nationwide car. You know, back then, the Nationwide cars and the Cup cars all ran together in a test. And one of the highlights for me on that test was that I got to drive Mark Martin's Folgers, you know, 6 Ford around the track, a Cup car, in my very first test ever here. Then getting to come here, you know, in my very first Daytona 500, and be battling it out with Dale Jarrett and Dale Earnhardt for the win in my very first 500. That was surreal. I can remember riding around, you know, at the end of this race, which is probably why I didn't win that race, but just going, wow, I can't believe this. Look at this crowd. Look at this. I'm racing with Dale Earnhardt, Dale Jarrett, you know, and I'm sure I lost, you know, focus, but it was amazing to be able to experience that. And I mean, I finished fifth, so it wasn't like it was a bad day. But you know, and it just seems like Daytona's been special because we won the 125 that year. It's just been a special place for me ever since the first time I came here.
I also asked Jeff Gordon about the pressures of being at Daytona and how he thought Danica Patrick was going to deal with everything this year. She's a big name. She's really got a ton of media attention. She's also got a lot of race fans pulling for her.
Yeah, you know, I think that the thing about Daytona is that you know, there's so much going on. There's so many different races. There's so many storylines. It's the beginning of the season. It's the Daytona 500 that, you know, as big of a story as even Danica is, even she can at times get, you know, sidetracked or sidelined with some of the big storylines. And now if she goes and wins the pole for the Daytona 500, I hate to tell this, but there's not going to be another story out there. And she's going to have a whole different level of attention that's already been on her and increased. But, you know, I think that's the thing is a lot of people are saying, you know, about talking about Danica coming. She's already used to having a lot of attention from the Indianapolis 500 being, you know, who she is and marketable and doing well. So I think that, you know, you should be able to handle it no problem. It's the people that have never experienced that, you know, like a Trevor Bayne that goes and wins the Daytona 500 and then has to try to go race the next few weeks with all this attention. That's a little bit different.
I can tell you right now, most of that media attention isn't really on Danica today. It's all on Jeff Gordon. He went on his lid in the Budweiser shootout. He's okay. But, man, did that 24 car ever go for a tumble? Good to see Hendrick makes those cars real good. And hopefully they built a lot of them, because the boys sure tore up a bunch. Dale Earnhardt Jr. was also involved in the wreck, and so was Jimmy Johnson. You know those garages are going to be busy over the next few days. Now, just before I flew out and came down here to Daytona to cover Speed Weeks 2012, there was a big announcement in the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series. Canadian driver J.R. Fitzpatrick is going to pilot the number 60 for Stacy Compton in the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series this year. And when you look back to the early part of J.R.'s career, he drove for Kevin Harvick at KHI. Got a chance to catch up with Kevin Harvick, and I asked him about J.R. and what his thoughts were.
Yeah, well, J.R. does a good job in the car, and I think, you know, it's... Hopefully it's the responsibility of the teams to put the right stuff underneath him so that he can showcase his talents. And that's the hard part about this sport is you have you know, a lot of people that are spending money that really aren't getting the stuff that they're paying for. So hopefully the team does a good enough job that he can go out and do what he needs to do.
One other note with Kevin Harvick, of course, Delana, Kevin's wife, and Kevin are expecting a brand new baby to come along soon. I asked Kevin what he thought they were going to be having. He told me.
It's a boy, yeah. Yeah, we found out yesterday, so yeah, we're excited. Well, I think Delaney and I are both a little relieved. Nothing against the women of the world, but we thought that a lady would be a little bit harder to raise than a boy. So no, we're excited, and obviously, you know, that's kind of what we were kind of leaning towards. We were just hoping for healthy, but leaning towards if we had to lean one direction, towards the boy.
So we asked if he was going to start building that go-kart.
Oh, no. We've decided that we're not going the racing route unless he really wants to. We're going golf, because by that time, Dad'll be ready to retire and go to the golf course and try to figure that out a little bit better than I have in the past. So
that's what Ned Jarrett said, too.
Yeah, so we'll try to. We're going to push that first, and then we'll see. It usually never works, but we're going to head that direction first.
Now, another Sprint Cup driver that had a real good Budweiser shootout, coming home third in the shootout, big smile on Marcus Ambrose's face. I caught a quick word with Marcus just the other day.
Yeah, it feels great. And, you know, I've come down to Speed Weeks to enjoy it, and I feel more part of NASCAR than I ever have. And I'm excited. I'm excited for 2012. We haven't changed much with our number 9 Stanley and DeWalt Ford Fusion. We've got the same team as we had in 2011. And we've added to our weaknesses. We've got an extra couple of guys, and that's going to help us a lot.
Indecision last year in the beginning. Now look at, man, everything's solid.
Yep, this time last year we were all like scratching our head wondering how we survived the off season, and this year we've done nothing but focus on improving where we left off in 2011. So huge change for our company. I'm proud of Richard Petty for pulling us out of the ashes and restructuring our team. Even the off season, you know, we've added Eric Amarola to the fleet, and that's going to be great for us. I think it's a good addition with Smithfield sponsoring the car, and we've got a nationwide team now with Michael Annette running with the pilot sponsorship. So, you know, we've got more cars under the roof, we've got more people walking around, we've got more sponsorship dollars coming in. You know, our team is healthy.
And more people wanting to work with you now that you're a winner.
There you go. It's all about, you know, getting the right people around you and having people that are willing to work with you. Racing's all about people. You know, you think it's about money, and it is. You got to have money to go racing, but success is all about the people that you have working for you, and I'm lucky to have Todd Parrott on the box. I'm lucky to have the mechanics and the guys on my team that I do, because they make my life easy and give me a lot of confidence.
Marcus, you did a fantastic job last summer, too, at the IWK 250 in Nova Scotia. I was fortunate enough to interview you there. You just about won that race, and I know that was a race that was near and dear to your heart, and you did a lot of good for a lot of kids.
Yeah, just great. You know, I love it when we do racing for charities, and the Chisholms up there at Nova Scotia just do an incredible job with that, facilitating that race and the IWK. You know, I've been to the hospital a couple of times now, and the kids there are so brave, and the help they get and the care they get is incredible. So it's good to represent them and to come up to a beautiful part of the world. I mean, I just love it up there. I've made some good friends, and I look forward to returning one day and drinking a few more beers than what I did last time. I didn't have enough. I need to do a proper job this time.
I can imagine Paul and Donald and all those guys. Do I sense maybe we'll see you again this year up there?
Not this year, no. I think the dates clash, and I need a rest. You know, if we got a pretty condensed schedule in 2012, and I'm going to stay away this year. But I tell you what, you know, when this racing caper gets said and done, and they finally decide that I'm not worthy to be part of the Sprint Cup series, I'm probably going to hang out with Donald Chisholm and those guys up there for a few weeks and enjoy their lifestyle.
You're good on super speedways. I know you haven't had the victory there yet, but Saturdays are coming.
Yep, definitely. We're looking forward to winning races. That's what I'm here to do, and it's tough. I mean, it's a tough sport at this level. It's sometimes you scratch your head because you don't know what you need to do to become a winner. But when you get it all right, it feels easy and it happens for you.
So it looks like no IWK 250 for Marcus this year. But look out, Donald Chisholm. You got somebody that's going to come out east there to Riverside International Speedway. Sounds like a party's going to happen. It always is at Riverside. Okay, we're going to slide out to our last break of the night. Still to come, we're going to hear from John Roberts, anchor of Race Day. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back in just a moment.
I'm through with standing in line. The clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never going to win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs, and a bathroom I can play baseball in, and a king size tub big enough for 10 plus me.
As a truck driver, to help keep me on the road longer, I've got 24 vitamins in my glove box I take twice a day, along with a potato and raw egg-based herbal tea. But for long engine life, all it takes is Shell Rotella T Triple Protection Engine Oil. In over 50 million miles of durability testing, it's demonstrated up to 22% less engine wear.
22% reduction in engine wear compared to iron wear in Shell Rimula Super SAE 15W40. Ask for Shell Rotella Heavy Duty Engine Oil at your local Speedco.
Since 1989, PRN Motorsport Magazine has been Canada's leading motorsport and performance source. And this year will be even better. PRN with expanded automotive performance coverage. Pick up the spring issue of PRN on newsstands in March. Explore the garages of Motorsport International Raceway, a racing school guide, plus an automotive parts guide. Can't wait till March? Visit prnmag.com/racetime and receive a free, no-obligation digital edition of PRN's 2012 Performance Buyer's Guide. From the track to the street, PRN delivers on newsstands, in your mailbox, and online at prnmag.com.
Hey fans, this is Allison McLeod, winningest female driver in USAC history, and you're listening to Racetime Radio.
Your 24/7, 365 hotline to Racetime Radio is 1-888-5-RACETIME. That's 1-888-572-2384.
Break it on, lose that number. Break it on.
Go ahead and leave a message. You just might make it out of here.
coming to Sirius XM 157
Sports Express.
Drivers, start your engine.
It's Race Time Radio.
Saturday, February 18th.
And Saturday, February 25th.
From 10 till noon.
Live.
From the World Center of Speed.
Daytona. Race Time Radio.
Presented by Shell Rotella.
With Smokin' Joe Chisholm keeping you up to date.
Live in Daytona.
On Sirius XM 157.
Sports Express.
Let's get ready for four tires, guys.
If you've got the need for speed,
they're racing door to door in turn four,
then you've come to the right place.
It's Race Time Radio
with your host, Joe Chisholm.
Not a lot of time left in tonight's show, everyone. We're just about at the top of the hour. I know you all watch NASCAR on television, and before the race starts, everybody tunes in to Race Day on Fox. The anchor of that program is John Roberts. He wrote a brand new book.
It is on the shelves right now. It's on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. It's all over the place. And if you can't find one, call us and we'll get you one.
That is too cool. What it, Drivers Start Your Engines, of course, all about NASCAR. Tell us what's in between the covers.
Yeah, it is the great book of NASCAR lists. So what we've done is we've taken a bunch of different categories and made a list out of them. So there's a list of the top pranks that Dale Earnhardt played on Rusty Wallace. There's a list of the strangest things drivers have ever autographed. There's a list of the 50 greatest drivers of all time. There's a list of the 10 closest finishes of all time. So as you can see, it goes from the silly to the unarguable, but the idea is to get race fans debating over what's the best. Because race fans love to debate. You know, you can get three different guys, and they'll tell you three different drivers are the best driver of all time. So we want to spark debate, and get the book, read it, and if you want to debate it with me, come on. I'd love to have you.
Oh, that would be fantastic. I think back to Andrew Giangola's book that he wrote with the ultimate race fans in it. This sounds like it's got some of the same kind of content.
Yeah, I think so. Race fans will love it because it'll remind them of some of the real fun stuff in NASCAR that they may have forgotten, because when we were researching and writing the book, it was very interesting. I said, oh, yes, that did happen. And yes, there was that guy. And yes, that guy got his first win here. It just reminded me of a lot of stuff as we researched, and I think it'll do the same thing for the race fan. But also, if someone's new getting into NASCAR, it'll teach them a lot about the history, too, because there's a lot of old-school stuff in there. There's a lot of Fireball Robertses and Wood Brothers and Ned Jarrett references. So it's old-school, new-school, silly, crazy, and some stuff's factual.
Well, speaking of history, we're going to make some more history here in just a couple of days, really, at Daytona International Speedway. What do you think we're going to see here?
A very wild race. It will be once again won by a bumper length. And I hope we have another whacked out surprise winner. I mean, that was the greatest story last year with one of the nicest kids in the business and some of the nicest veterans in the business with Trevor Bayne and Wood Brothers winning that race was about the best thing that could happen. And just, you know, nice guys can finish first, and oftentimes it happens at Daytona. So I hope we see some completely whacked out winner, and it's another one of those situations where it's by a bumper.
This is truly going to be amazing here at Daytona. This is 15 years for me coming to this racetrack, and it never gets old, does it?
It never does. I don't want to admit how many years I've been coming here.
Hey, great book. Fans, you got to pick that up. JD, where do we nail that again? We can get it at any of the stores. What a beautiful looking book.
Yeah, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or at Barnes & Noble, or Books A Million. You can find just about any bookstore. Amazon's probably the easiest way to get it, but pick it up. I'd like to know what you think, because the stuff we put out there is for the purpose of debate, because I know NASCAR fans love it.
And just a note to my mom. I know you're listening, Mom. I got you a copy of John Roberts' book. I'll give it to you as soon as I get home. I know you'll read it cover to cover. Now, action is happening at New Smyrna Speedway. Night number one did get rained out. Sue and I made the trip out there. The rain came down and the races were canceled. But have no fear, we're going to make it to New Smyrna Speedway. We're going to try and hit the dirt track at Volusia County. We'll get you some more coverage from the short tracks. To this point, there is one night in at New Smyrna Speedway. One of our Canadian drivers in the Pro Late Models, Brendan Watson, won the race. Unfortunately, he was disqualified. It was a minor disqualification, so I know the team will get it fixed up and they'll be back in competition, and you can count on hearing exactly what takes place at New Smyrna Speedway right here on Racetime Radio. But that's going to do it for us here tonight. Want to thank Grant Slater back in the Racetime Radio studio once again, and I want to thank all you listeners for tuning in to Racetime Radio. You got a question or comment, please feel free to send it along to joe@racetimeradio.com or follow us on Twitter @RacetimeRadio or send us something on Facebook. Just search Racetime Radio. Let's be friends. But for now, enjoy Speed Weeks. Tune in again Thursday morning, Friday afternoon, or Saturday morning. We'll get you caught up from the World Center of Speed. Have a great race week, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Racetime Radio, presented by Shell Rotella Heavy Duty Diesel Engine Oil. Visit us on the web at www.racetimeradio.com. Or leave a message on our 24-hour listener hotline, 1-888-5-RACETIME. That's 1-888-572-2384. We hope you'll join us again next time for more Racetime Radio.
Come on now, dig.
Exclusively on your home for the hardcore race fan.
Excellent, buddy, excellent.